Now hear this. This is your captain speaking.
This is the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.
Lord bless us. This is going to be a great day.
It's time now for A Healthy Moment, brought to you by the Genesee Health Plan. The Genesee Health Plan is Genesee County's plan for better health. Its mission is to improve access to the health care system for low-income residents and others in Genesee County. Whether it's dental coverage, prescription help, or seeing a doctor when you're sick, the Genesee Health Plan is the answer. Yvonne Lewis is the director from the Genesee Health Plan, is here to discuss your health plan for the new year. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's great to be here.
Well, let's start, but let me ask you, what is a health care plan? I mean, you say you were here to talk about that. What does that mean?
Right. So the Genesee Health Plan is an opportunity for people who don't have any kind of coverage to get involved in a coverage. It's a benefit that will allow them at least to see a doctor, to get some prescriptions, get dental vision, just as you mentioned before. Mm-hmm. But it is actually having a plan for how they're going to take care of their health. That's different from the health insurance plan.
Okay.
You know, so we have to make the distinction, because the Genesee Health Plan is not a health insurance plan. It's a benefit that covers in the event that a person does not have coverage or they're in between coverages. But the goal is that everyone develops a plan for how they're going to handle, take care of their health. And so if they don't have any coverage at all and they need to talk to somebody about how to get on that pathway to ensuring that they have an overall plan for their health, we're the place to call.
Yeah, it, just like anything else in your life, you've got to have a plan.
You've got to have a plan.
So you think about it. What you're saying at the Genesee Health Plan is, think about it. What would happen if your kid was sick? What would you do? What would happen if you fell down and broke your leg?
Absolutely.
What would you do? And plan for that eventuality right now. And that's where you can get some help from the Genesee Health Plan.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't feel sick today and I'm okay. And that's
yes.
Right.
Cool. Good
but
for you.
In the event, you know, and this is, you know, all of us, when we have our car insurance, we don't bank on having an accident.
No.
But in the event, there's coverage there. And we also want to really keep in mind, prevention is a key. That old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if people have a plan and then we can do some preventative things, it reduces the overall cost of our health care.
Strangely enough, there's a difference between auto insurance, which we are required to have. We are not necessarily required to have a health plan other than, well, actually, technically we are for this moment.
Well, technically, you're right. With the Affordable Care Act, yes, with the Affordable Care Act, you're absolutely right. It is a requirement now that everyone have some form of health coverage.
Or pay the penalty.
Or they pay a penalty.
But isn't it interesting, though? You know, auto insurance, there's no penalty. You can't drive a car.
You just absolutely can't. That's the penalty. You can't drive at all. Without getting a ticket.
Right. Well, yeah, we've talked about the plan for a second. But here's the other thing that's going on right now. No matter what you've heard about Congress and the president ending the Affordable Care Act, it hasn't happened yet.
Absolutely.
They're talking about it, but they've been talking about it for 6 years.
Yes.
It's not a done deal, but even if they canceled it and ended it tomorrow, it's not ended because there are contracts out there. It's going to last for another couple of years.
You know, and that's the thing. If people really pay attention, there's a process that all of this has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's going through Congress, they have to vote, they have to make decisions. But one of the most important things, as you said, they have to figure out if they're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act, they have to replace it with something. And they don't have that answer. So anyone that plans will not cancel a plan before they have a new plan.
Right. So basically what this says is, no matter what you've heard, you still have to deal with the plan.
Yes.
And it's business as usual at this moment for the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's still an option for individuals.
It is absolutely an option.
Okay, so when does the open enrollment end? I guess it's open right now, isn't it?
It is open. Right. It started in November, open enrollment, and it will go through the 31st of January. So people have until the last day of January, if they do not have health coverage, even if they want to change to a new carrier. So someone may have one form of health care right now, and they may have figured out, well, I can't get to the doctor that I'd like to get to. So they can look at another option for a health plan, a health coverage. So then the other thing is that they may have decided that when they applied last year, especially if it's one of the plans, you know, there's platinum, there's gold, there's a premium plan. So if they applied last year and they say, I really don't want to pay that much out of pocket, and maybe I want to pay a little bit more for my monthly premium so that I can reduce the overall cost of my out of pocket, they can go now and get that all readjusted during the open enrollment period. So right now, through January 31st, they can enroll for the Affordable Care.
Now is the time.
Now is absolutely
so you can
the
ask
time.
The questions and get the answers, and people can give you some direction because it's your decision.
Yes, it is.
In the end. So let's say that I come in to see somebody at the Genesee Health Plan about this health care options.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, I'm going to look into the Affordable Care Act to help me with coverage. What is the first thing that your counselors are going to ask me about? What is
well,
the first thing
they really want to know. They want to know what something about your family. You have to know something about who you are, like your family size, the type of income that you have. And people really want to consider what's been their health care pattern, what's been their health issues, if they have multiple health issues, if they haven't been sick at all. They want to consider those things because it will impact the decision that they make for the type of health coverage that they actually apply for. So they really need to come in with their ID, of course, and their annual income, and be able to talk about their family size and the health condition of their family.
The counselor is going to ask some personal questions.
Yes.
How's your health?
Yes.
Do you have a problem with sugar? Is there an issue with your diet?
Right.
Do you have a cancer in your family?
Right. So if they have some pre-existing issues, like you said, cancer, diabetes, if they're on medications that they need certain types of prescriptions for, all of these things are important because you're making a decision about how you're going to take care of or plan to take care of your health for the next 12 months. And so you really want to really be ready to answer those really important questions for the enrollment specialist so they can give you the best guidance absolutely possible.
Honest answers.
Honest
they,
answers.
They don't care what your problem is. They want to know so they can help you
right.
deal
and
with
it's
it.
Very confidential. I mean, when they come to the Genesee Health Plan office, they will be taken into a private space. No one's in there but them. We always ensure that there is privacy because you're the only one that needs to know your information, and that will not be shared with anyone else.
And it can't be.
It can't be. By law.
By law, it can't be. But having said that, sometimes it's hard to talk about those things to somebody you don't know, but you've just got to.
It's
your health plan.
Well, it can get pretty complicated sometimes because there are multiple different kinds of health insurance programs.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody who understands the system and understands all of the ways that you need to actually enroll, it's very, very helpful, and it really reduces the stress that people feel sometimes when they say, I don't understand this and I can't figure it out. So I always say to people, if you have any questions and you've never done this before, the best thing to do is to talk to an enrollment specialist and let them help you navigate the process.
Because they do know the answers. At least they do know where to get the answers if they can't answer
it.
So I want to add a little, there's some Medicaid options for people that are dealing with a water crisis here in Florida. So maybe you can give us a quick outline of what that really means.
Sure. So as a result of the water crisis, and Crystal, we have Healthy Michigan. If I can say, some of the people don't understand that a part of the Affordable Care Act expanded the overall Medicaid eligibility. And so those people who weren't previously eligible for Medicaid, as a result of the Affordable Care Act, Michigan developed the Healthy Michigan program. So that's one. That's an expanded Medicaid, Healthy Michigan. In addition to that, as a result of the water crisis, we had an additional expansion. And that is for anyone, it's called the Flint Health Care Coverage, and that's for anyone who lived in Flint or participated in Flint by utilizing water, going to school, etc. For 0 to 21 years old, they're eligible for this expanded program. And what that does, in addition to their current coverage, if they have some services that they need that their current coverage does not cover, it is possibly covered through the expanded health care coverage for Flint.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of opportunities, a lot of things that might be helpful.
Yes.
The Medicaid expansion for people in Flint, the Affordable Care Act, the different options that are going on, and there's one great place that you can go and answer those questions. I think that might be the Genesee Health Plan.
That might be the Genesee Health Plan, and actually, as the director of outreach, has been my like to talk to people across the community about this. And so we're located at 2171 South Linden Road, mm-hmm. in the Genesee Health Plan. We're open every day from 9 to 4:30. And during the open enrollment period on Wednesdays, we're open until 7 p.m. So if they need to come late, 7 p.m. And then the second Saturday, so this Saturday coming up, we will be open for them also to come in and get coverage.
Okay, well, thank you, Yvonne Miller, for being with us today. This has been a Healthy Moment brought to you by the Genesee Health Plan. You can learn more about the Genesee Health Plan by going to GeneseeHealthPlan.org or call 844-232-7740 to schedule an appointment.
Yes.
You're listening to Super Talk 1570.